So what do you think about President Trump and how they'll get rid of him ultimately? Will it be some show trial and then a fake conviction and then sent off to prison, or will they permanently get rid of him? Never give up. I am a fighter. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. So Donald J. Trump, of course, remains the overwhelming favorite in the polls and in the Las Vegas betting odds to be the 2024 Republican nominee. So unless he dies or is somehow incapacitated, Trump will likely win the nomination. But of course, he really could die or be incapacitated. After all, he took his own COVID shots. Last year, people assumed Ron DeSantis would be the natural heir to Trump if he disappeared somehow. That assumption has been destroyed by Ron's inept fake presidential campaign this year, his Israeli-blessed campaign. Instead, the Republican presidential race has this new runner-up called Vivek Ramaswamy. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Almost out of nowhere, this vegetarian Hindu 30-something has exploded as this rising Republican star. He says a lot of things that we can get behind. He says that he opposes ESG and anti-white racism in both government and the private sector. He says he's pro-life. He's spoken in support of January 6th demonstrators, short of telling everyone to go and break them out, of course, because they're prisoners of war on U.S. soil. He's even talked about taking a deeper look at what really happened with 9/11, and that's all really good. But the big question is, can we trust this Vivek Ramaswamy? There's a lot of reasons to fear that we can't. For one, Vivek is quite literally a creature of Big Pharma. That's where he made his fortune. He worked with Pfizer and all of the rest and now claims that he'll stand against vaccine mandates. Vivek is close friends with Jared Kushner, very close, the man who did more than anything to sabotage Donald Trump's first term. A few years ago, Vivek was named a young global leader by the World Economic Forum. And his explanation for how that happened, claiming it was all without his consent, doesn't really sound very convincing, at least not to us. In 2020, Vivek praised the creation of the fake anti-American Juneteenth holiday. Now he says he's a critic of it. But there's another thing. Back before he even entered the race, Vivek reportedly told people behind the scenes that one reason to back him was simply that he might discourage Ron DeSantis from entering the race or sabotage him if he did. And that raises an eyebrow, a lot of questions of motive. Why is he running for president if his entire goal is just to sabotage another campaign? Does he have some ulterior motive? And if so, what is it? Does he just want to amass more wealth and more power? He would be far from the first politician to have those goals. Just because he's more talented at the game of politics doesn't mean that his values are better. In fact, quite the opposite. In fact, Vivek's political talent only increases the odds that he actually has some deeply secret agenda that he's hiding from the rest of the world. So what is it? Chris Nelson might be able to help us. He's an independent reporter whose work basically focuses on Florida news and politics. He helped to organize a lot of the protests in Florida during COVID that ultimately helped that state to open up far more quickly than the rest of the country. And he joins us now. Chris, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Yes, thank you for having me on, Stu. Yeah. It's great to be back on your show.
So, I mean, from afar, it looks like all of these candidates, from where we sit at least, from RFK Jr., who's falling short of calling these shots a bioweapon. You have, and he's a Democrat, a staunch liberal. You have Donald Trump telling everybody, go and get your boosters. I got them. It's all great. You have Vivek Ramaswamy, who's, you know, a product of Big Pharma. It seems that Big Pharma really owns all of these candidates. Is that how you see it?
Well, I think they own every candidate except for one, and that's Ron DeSantis, because he's the one who has stood up to these guys. But I got to tell you, I'm very happy to see that you're catching on to Vivek's scam. And I really don't know how to pronounce it either, if it's Vivek or Vivek.
Yeah.
But this guy is clearly not saying what he truly believes and instead telling everybody what they want to hear. And I remember when I saw him down in front of the Miami courthouse at the protest when President Trump was getting indicted. I saw him basically saying what everybody wanted to hear. But I knew a couple more things about this guy, Stu, because I looked into him. First of all, he has a Paul and Daisy Soros scholarship. They paid for his college. Okay, this is George Soros's brother. All right. And, okay, fine. But guess what? The guy tried to have it scrubbed from Wikipedia. He tries to have it scrubbed. So I decided it was time to go down and ask him about it. I needed to lure him on this. So I went up and I asked him right there at the Miami courthouse. You can see it on the top of my Twitter. Will you talk about your connections to both Big Pharma, because that's how he made all of his money, his statements that we should mail masks to everybody, and then also the fact that he is a Paul and Daisy Soros scholar. And he lied to me. He turned right to me and told me that wasn't true. Well, now we know that that is true. And now it's coming out that he's there to try to suction votes away from Ron DeSantis. He's a friend of Jared Kushner. And basically acting so far as a surrogate for Donald Trump. But the thing is this guy, he wanted this COVID surveillance system. He was on the Alex Stein show talking about 9/11 and these things, but then he goes on CNN and then tells him, no, he didn't say any of these things. This is a guy who tells everybody exactly what they want to hear.
First of all, the Fox News channel is propping him up. He's on there every 5 minutes. And anybody that the Fox News Channel, the Vanguard, BlackRock, Rothschild, Soros-funded Fox News Channel, anybody that they prop up, to me, automatically, they're disqualified. It's number one. Number two, he sounds like an AI version of what the normie, boomer, conservative, voter wants to hear. It's like he's downloaded all of these lines that he just perfectly memorizes and regurgitates. I would say this motherfucker is not real.
Well, I mean, he's the definition of not being real. And I mean, I don't know, you probably have the same discernment as I did, but something, when this guy opened his mouth, it just started to make my skin crawl. And now I saw that that you've been posting a lot of great things on him lately, that he said he wants a death tax. And which is just absolutely robbery from the government, where, he wrote in a law review that he wants to see a death tax. But of course, today he's not talking about that. And, he's just focused all of his attacks basically on Ron DeSantis. And it really troubled me because there are a lot of Trump supporters down there in front of the courthouse demanding that Ron DeSantis drop out of the race. But they weren't doing the same for Vivek. They were actually cheering him on when he was standing there. They weren't demanding that he drop out of the race. So I saw a lot of this going on. But I tell you, I was the one that was there. I was the first one to call him out on this. And I'm very glad that more people are waking up to the Vivek Ramaswamy scam.
I don't know why it's so hard for people to understand that. At first, it appeared that he was kind of vying for maybe a Trump administrative position or campaign position or even somewhere in the cabinet. I don't know. But here we have this, as I said, vegetarian Hindu 30-something that's just exploding. What do you attribute that to?
Well, I think it's a lot of the Trump people propping him up because they're afraid of Ron DeSantis. Here you've got Ron DeSantis, who is a guy that's got a record of taking on Fauci. And by the way, you're right about mask mandates coming back. They're coming back, but they're not happening in Florida because Ron DeSantis signed laws against mask mandates or against any vaccine mandates.
Yeah, but Ron DeSantis still has a law on
medical freedom law.
Yeah, but hold on, Chris, he still has a law on the books that allows health officials and cops to chase you down and physically inject you against your
will. That's not true, Stu.
It
is true. He actually does not have that law. He actually removed it in the special session in 2021. Look it up. He actually signed a law that removes the ability of the public health official to
order vaccinations. So does Anthony Sabatini have it wrong?
Bush era. And he actually removed that in the special session.
I don't know. It's still there. Does Anthony Sabatini have it wrong?
Not to vaccinate. He took it out. Look it up. The 2021 special session.
We're going to table that.
There. Because medical freedom activists like you, Stu, spoke out about this, brought attention to the fact that this law was on the books signed by Jeb Bush in 2002. We actually got it to Ron DeSantis. He didn't know that was there. And he actually added it to his list of medical freedom bills he signed in 2021. So the state health official can no longer order anybody to be vaccinated in the state of Florida.
Okay, so his Surgeon General, Dr. Latipo was on this program. I said, look, this is a weapon of biowarfare. It's a bioweapon. There's something in these shots that's a patented pegylated lipid nanoparticle that's listed as a weapon of biowarfare. I educated him on that. He said that he didn't know about that. I said that I would give him all of the evidence. We gave him all of the evidence. There was this investigation into Big Pharma. The Surgeon General said, well, young men shouldn't take it. This is a weapon of biowarfare. Nobody should be taking it. We shouldn't be talking about whether or not somebody has the choice. As you know, Ron DeSantis endorsed the vaccine for elderly people who were probably at the greatest risk because likely a lot of them are already compromised with their health in the first place. He has not come out and said, blanket, nobody should take these things. Why?
Well, I tell you, it was great that you had Dr. Latipo on his show. And I remember he stood up there and I think he was the first public health official in the country. And you got to remember, he's an America's frontline doctor. He was one of the doctors that stood there with Simone Gold in front of the Supreme Court building to talk about that this was a scam because COVID is a scam and that that hydroxychloroquine can clear this up and things like that. So Ron DeSantis actually had to go through this process of removing the previous the little Fauci we had down here, Scott Rivkees, and then replacing him with America's frontline doctor Joe Latipo, who came out and said that absolutely nobody should be taking this shot, which just shows the Ron DeSantis' ability to fire people and then hire somebody better is great. Now, Ron DeSantis has, this is very important to know. I know some of your audience might feel about Ron DeSantis. I don't know, but he's got a grand jury out that he commissioned. I believe it's back in December. He commissioned a grand jury to look into COVID vaccine and COVID vaccine manufacturers.
Yeah, where's that at?
This report will be coming back soon. It usually takes a grand jury about within a year. He's used this before, but I think he's the only one possibly in the world that's doing anything to look into Operation Warp Speed, to look into the vaccine manufacturers and how they lied. And this report, this is a criminal grand jury that he's got out, Stu. When this report comes back, it will be damning. And won't it be something if they recommend an indictment against Tony Fauci and an indictment against Bourla, the head of Pfizer? Because, I think Ron DeSantis feels that he was very much deceived when it came to them saying that this was safe and effective. And I think Trump was deceived too. The only difference is Ron DeSantis has made a U-turn, convened a grand jury, while Donald Trump is still telling people to take it and claiming it saved billions of lives.
Well, I don't know if you've seen the film Died Suddenly, if you're among the other 100 million or so. Okay. And so then if you've seen that, you know as well as I do that it really will be something as long as those found guilty like Fauci and Gates and the EcoHealth Alliance and Pfizer and Moderna and Bowler and Bansal and all these guys, if upon a guilty verdict, they are executed. That is when it will be something because they have committed crimes against humanity, including children, millions of children that are now dead. I'm not going to accept anything less than extreme accountability. As far as Vivek Ramalama, deep state, whatever his name is here, Ramalama dipshit, Ramalama ding dong. I don't even know. As far as this guy's concerned,
I like Ramadama ding dong. That's a good one.
Nobody should consider this guy as a serious candidate for president because he's just absolutely not. He's fake. He's being propped up by the Fox News channel. He is a phony, and much like the rest of our political process, completely, show 100% movie. We're watching a movie, and they could have picked a better actor at least. If you're going to cast a film, at least find somebody whose primary language is English. Chris Nelson, thank you so much for everything that you have done in Florida during the whole COVID thing. We were watching your work; it's fantastic, and thanks a lot for being here tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me, Stu.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. They will give you headaches, make you depressed, and even angry if they don't get what they want. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
We're seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. the billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine, the trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat, the electronic banking system crash resetting everybody to zero, checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it, zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD, or go to goldco.com/stew.
I'm going to fill this box here, and I'm going to try to replicate the indoor environment that most people face anywhere in the world today. The more energy efficient that we become, the more airtight that we make our houses, the more toxic it is for our environment. Our technology is vibrating the air at a rate of speed. Anything that is 0.001 microns or larger does not stand a chance in the presence of not only photocatalytic oxidation, but needlepoint negative ionization. We're sending out an ion wave that is going through walls, doors, floors, carpets, paddings, draperies, and it's synergistically vibrating the air, and it's going to drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance. Now, this is where you're going to come in. You can mop this matter, you can vacuum it, you can sweep it, but our technology is going to make sure that you're not continuously breathing this in.
So Donald Trump ran for and, of course, won the White House in 2016 by making a lot of big promises. Promises that, if executed, would have profoundly transformed this country in a positive direction. Some of those promises he delivered on, like avoiding new international wars or appointing conservative Supreme Court justices to overturn Roe v. Wade. But Trump's most signature promises, the ones that generated the most hostility and the most enthusiasm, were the ones that he made about immigration. He was unambiguous. Trump said that he would build a wall on the border. He said that illegal entries to America would stop. He said the relentless abuse of our system would end. And of course, it's not completely Trump's fault, but the simple truth is that this didn't happen. And he was the president of the United States. Some portions of the wall were built, but it took years just to get started. It wasn't finished. And then, of course, Biden scuttled all of that work as soon as he took over. There were no mass deportations of illegals already here. DACA wasn't revoked. Well, now Trump is running for president again. And this time he says it will all go how it was supposed to go the first time. He unveiled this immigration plan that he claims will transform our judicial system into a, quote, assembly line deportation machine. That sounds great. It would be incredible if it were true. But, you know, we've seen promises like this before. And still, this time there are more details than there were the first time. This time, at least some people on Trump's team know what they can specifically do to get illegals out of the country as quickly as possible. This time, Trump is talking about declaring the cartels as enemy combatants. Do you know what that means? That means that they can be shot in the head and bombed on sight by U.S. military personnel, and captured cartel members can be shipped to Guantanamo Bay. This time, they know how to get the wall started. They plan to resume construction on day one instead of more than halfway through the term. This time, Trump says that he'll issue an executive order on day one decreeing that birthright citizenship is unconstitutional. According to immigration hardliner and former Trump aide Stephen Miller, quote, for those passionate about securing our immigration system, the first 100 days of the Trump administration will be pure bliss, followed by another 4 years of the most hard-hitting action conceivable, unquote. Now, of course, everyone would be happy if that happens. But we won't lie. We had our hopes betrayed last time. So we can't be as optimistic as we were last time, and our attitude now has to be, prove it. But we badly need him to prove it, because if America was in a crisis in 2016, we're in an absolute disaster situation right now. We used to get maybe 1 million illegal immigrants every year. Now we get as many as 3 million. Our system is stretched to the breaking point. Our hospitals and our public schools and our housing networks, they're all a disaster. Only immediate mass deportations can stem this damage. So even if we're very skeptical of President Trump's promises, if he becomes the conservative favorite for 2024, we have to hope that he's actually serious this time. Deanna Lorraine hosts Shots Fired right here on the Stu Peters Network, and she joins us now. Deanna, thank you so much for coming. So what say you about this, the promises, you know, promises made, not kept. Why do we believe him this time? Not to mention these deadly shots that he continues to endorse.
Well, Stu, if anyone knows me or knows my show on Shots Fired, you would know that I am not afraid to say things that are true, but that may not be popular at the time. And right now, it's not really popular for conservatives or patriots to hold Trump accountable or to question him, which I think is ridiculous because as a true patriot, our moral obligation is to hold our leaders accountable and to ask tough questions and to never just assume their loyalty, but to actually hold them accountable to their promises and to their conservative and patriotic goals for our country. So now that that's out of the way, for Trump to just say, I'm not going to debate, I'm not going to participate in these debates, the public already knows me. That's what he says. The public already knows who I am. I'm not going to participate in the debates. You're basically reducing yourself to Joe Biden. Remember, we all lambasted Joe Biden for not participating in any debates. He didn't even think he had to campaign because he was going to win by theft. Now, I don't think President Trump is going to have that issue about winning by theft, but for him to just sort of assume that everyone's already got his vote, that everybody's already assuming he's going to be the presidential candidate, for everybody to already know him, that's just, you know, it's so unpatriotic to me. And it really makes me feel that he's still missing the mark here. He's out of touch and he's not really caring about what his base thinks.
So what do you attribute all that to? I mean, why is he shying away from debate? Let's not forget 2015 leading up to 16. Some of the favorite moments and still viral all over the place are these debates with Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Yes.
I mean, and so to avoid that, that's saying I'm not the Trump that I was leading up to 2016.
Right. And we have to wonder why. Why is he, first of all, shying away and slithering away from these questions that I think we all should ask him, we need to ask him. And number two, even by the sheer entertainment factor of it, Trump was a badass in 2016. He was awesome. He had all these viral moments. Lock her up, lock her up. You should be in jail. I mean, those were viral and just sheer good entertainment. It made the campaign and the entire election season so interesting, so entertaining, and it brought people into politics that never really were interested in politics before. So why is he even not giving us the Trump that we fell in love with? To me, it just feels like he's defeated. He already feels like he's gotten our vote. He's cocky, it's arrogant, and again, it's not popular to say it, but we have questions of him. We should have questions of him. How he ran, how he led and through the years of his presidency, he had so many wins, but he also made a lot of mistakes from the people that he hired and never fired, like Fauci, like Christopher Wray. All of these people he hired turned out to betray him. Jared Kushner whispering in his ear every second. How do we not know that that's not just going to be a repeat if we elect him? How do we not know he's going to not lock the country down again or potentially force mandate a vaccine? He still has not retracted his stance on the vaccine. It's murdering millions of people. So we have questions, Stu, and we have very valid questions. Why is he slithering away from them? Why did he give Fauci and Birx an award of achievement at the end of his term on his last day in office? Why didn't he fire them? Why is he still calling the vaccine the bioweapon, the greatest invention of mankind? Why did he lock down the country? Why is he accusing DeSantis of not going hard enough on COVID when he actually went harder on COVID and restrictions? So why is he slithering away from these questions, the public and his base? If you are a true patriot, you should want these answers.
Yeah, I think that the reason why he's shying away from them is because there's no way to answer them.
Yeah, there's no way to answer them. And for those people out there, those Trump lackeys that are just, no matter what he says and does, they say, this is just great. For those who are saying, jumping on the bandwagon and saying, yeah, Trump doesn't need our vote. Trump already got our vote. And if you feel like he needs to debate, then you're not a loyal Trump supporter. What is that? What is that? They should be ashamed. Every person and patriot should be asking these questions. We should never just have a vote be assumed or earned, especially, again, with how he's handled the last 2 years and the things he said and done that have been very contradictory to the Trump that we knew and elected in 2016.
I would love to get behind President Trump. I really would. I'm dead serious. And as a human being and as a follower and a believer in Jesus Christ, I am a person of forgiveness. I'm a person who understands that all of us are imperfect. All of us are sinners. We all fall short of the glory of God every single day. That's what repentance is all about. That's what a forgiving heart and a forgiving God all day long. That's all day, every day, God forgives, right? Because he loves us, because he's the perfect father. And so I forgive Trump for making mistakes, for being deceived, for allowing influence to come into the administration, for being, you know, a guy who was, you know, a political outsider. But let's not forget that this shot has killed millions of people, including innocent children, and he continues to push it. If he should be indicted for anything, all of this show crap, nonsense, kangaroo court, you know, banana republic crap that they're charging him with in Georgia and, you know, in New York. I mean, this is all BS. If he's going to be indicted for anything, you know, look into these shots. But still, to the same time, first he has to say, I did this wrong. Yes. I was duped. Do not take any more of these shots. Right. Everybody knows these shots are killing millions of people. They are a weapon of biowarfare. And I immediately on day one will convene a grand jury or appoint a special prosecutor or activate the military or federal agents, if we have any real ones left among us, to go and round up these people and put them in jail pending a military tribunal. And upon a guilty verdict, they will be executed. That's the only thing Trump can say right now. I cannot support any of these candidates because as far as I can see from here, I don't care who the guy is, where the support comes from, if it's organic or if it's manufactured or if he's, you know, influenced by the Israeli Mossad or, you know, if he's paid off by BlackRock and the Rothschilds or best friends with Epstein and Soros. I mean, look, at the end of the day, I don't want actors in a movie. And we don't need, as I said earlier in a meeting this morning that you were involved with, this country doesn't need another presidential candidate. This country needs another William Wallace.
Amen, Stu. That was fire. And it's absolutely true. I'm tired of these show contestants, right? This show that's happening. And by the way, it is all a movie. I mean, yes, Trump is being indicted, but he's also making a lot of money fundraising from it, too. And how perfect is that, that they, the deep state, is indicting him. He makes a lot of money fundraising off of it. He gets to bash Ron DeSantis and any other candidate out there. And then it splits the vote and we're left with nobody again. But elections are fake and gay anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But at the end of the day, it's a strategy. And we're playing right into it. We're playing right into this strategy. And I'm tired of seeing this show. Like you said, we need a William Wallace, someone who isn't afraid to go up there and said, I made a mistake. The world is on fire. This bioweapon is killing millions of people. I effed up. I should never have said this was the greatest invention of mankind. I watched Died Suddenly, and I see there's people dying all the time and getting injured and emailing me and talking to me about it through my personal circles. Why is he just ignoring it? And again, that's just one issue that he made mistakes on. And I'm not bashing Trump. You're not here to bash Trump. We're here to get a real answer.
And to hold him accountable, because that's what we're supposed to do to public servants or those aspiring to become one. We are supposed to hold them accountable.
And what was the biggest line in his campaign trail? The biggest line, lock her up, right? Lock her up. And then who got locked up? It wasn't her. It wasn't Hillary Clinton. It wasn't the elites. It was us. It was our support, the biggest supporters to Donald Trump. We were the ones who got locked up. And he didn't really do much about it afterwards. So these are the things that we need answers to. We need answers. And if you are a real patriot, you care about the state of America and the biggest threats of America. You're not just participating in this dog and pony show, in this movie. And you're going to hold Trump's feet to the fire and say, debate. Give the answers that your base really wants for us to have the vote being earned again. Earn your vote again and support. Don't just assume it, just like Joe Biden did on his campaign trail, just like John Fetterman did. The walking corpse on his campaign trail. We can't let that happen again. We got to hold his feet to the fire. And if you're a true patriot to America, you will do that.
Yeah. It seems so scripted and so perfectly played. You know, the guy pretending to be Michelle Obama, no doubt is going to come swooping in to save the day after Joe Biden dies suddenly, you know, strokes out or clots out because he's had, I think, on his 11th booster, allegedly. And the guy, I mean, he shits his pants on an international stage. It's just a complete embarrassment. Everybody knows he's not pulling the strings. He's an illegitimate pedophile occupying the White House, allegedly. He's not even really there most of the time. He operates from this movie set, some green
CGI,
screen.
CGI, yeah.
Like, why do you have to do that? And so it just makes you wonder, not to be black pill here, but it just makes you wonder, like, when you look at this, you know, Vivek Ramalama Ding Dong, and you look at, you know, the Democrat pro-abortion, you know, pro-amnesty, short of calling it a bioweapon, uber liberal RFK Jr. But we like him because, you know, he's kind of speaking out against big pharma, call it a bioweapon, call for it to be immediately seized and incinerated, call for the people responsible to be executed after they're found guilty for deploying this weapon of biowarfare against innocent people. And then you have, you know, Rhonda Semite running around over at Israel, kissing the wall, getting the pat on the head and the blessing, go ahead and you can run for president now and we'll give you all of our money, you know. And then, you know, you've got this Shiva. Yeah, I mean, some of the things he says about social media is really based, and I like how he, you know, called out Elon for the open back door to the DOD and DOJ. And then you've got Trump, and there's this overwhelming support and this spirit of idolatry around President Trump. And the most interesting thing, Deanna, is that the majority of this support comes from the people that he helped the least. You know, the lower to middle class, you know, people who just don't have the money to get out of the trailer park. They live there. That's their reality. They work really hard. You know, I've said it before. They're the lunch pail carrying, truck driving, blue collar workers that don't have any money, but they dig into their couch cushions to go and support him anyways because they're normies and they believe him and they believe in our political process and this two-party, you know, representative constitutional republic and democracy and democratic voting processes and, you know, don't want to believe, you know, we're going to vote harder this time. And so I just, I need to figure out where that support's coming from and why. And I guess I need to understand in a country that is now occupied by an illegitimate regime, a murderous corporate crime syndicate, what is the answer to get out of that? And does Donald Trump hold the keys? Can he drive the bus to get us out of that?
It's a great question and speculation because back in 2015 and 16, I believed that he did have the answer and he was saying all the right things and the right solutions. But then the follow through and the ability to get those things done when he was president, that leaves me with more questions. And like you, we need to know that he has the ability to follow through this next term, or how is it going to be any different? How is this next 4 years going to be any different from the last 4 years that he ran?
Yeah, I agree. And I'll be praying for President Trump as I pray for our country every day and those that are aspiring to lead it. And, you know, I mean, I think that we are in some extraordinary times and we're running out of time if we want to save this republic and hold on to our individual liberty and our freedom. There's no doubt COVID is coming back. They're aspiring to lock us down. The draconian dystopia is coming back. The forced injections are coming back. You know, there's the masking in school, the removal of kids from school, the removal of facial expressions and, you know, torture, irreparable damage being done to them by placing them in these Sharia face muzzles, these oxygen inhibiting bacteria ridden medical devices without the consent or permission of parents who a lot of them just go along with it. Yeah, it's fine. Go ahead. Put a mask on them. I don't care. I'm at work. This is the reality of our country. And it is going to go dark if we don't step up to do something about it. And if the United States of America goes dark, America will be the darkest country that the planet has ever seen. So please pray for our country. Also, make sure that you tune in to Deanna Lorraine, Shots Fired, right here on the Stu Peters Network. And we appreciate all your hard work. Your show is awesome and very popular. God bless you. Thanks for being here.
God bless you. Thanks so much, Stu.
At some point, we've all been sold a big lie, including yours truly. It's called the protein lie. Starting in the 1980s, supplement companies began pushing massive protein consumption. We all believed that more protein equaled more muscle growth. I'm here to tell you that's a big fat lie. No surprise. Let's say that you eat an 8-ounce chicken breast. You're consuming about 40 grams of protein. However, just because something contains 40 grams of protein doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to absorb all 40 grams. No, without enzymes, most of it ends up in your toilet bowl. So if you don't have a sufficient supply of enzymes to digest the protein, your muscles will be starving for those vital building blocks. That's why it's crucial that you take a high-quality enzyme. The one that I trust and use myself is called Masszymes by Bioptimizers. Masszymes is a full-spectrum enzyme formula with more proteins than any other commercially available, with 5 different kinds of proteins. You can try it today, risk-free. Their 365-day full money-back guarantee is the gold standard in the industry. When you go to bioptimizers.com/stew, be sure to enter the coupon code STUPETERS10 to get an extra 10% off of your order at bioptimizers.com/stew.
The pandemic changed our world forever. Lies, murder, and heartless profiteering destroyed the sacred trust between a family and professionals in medicine. It also opened the door for true heroes to step up and restore confidence so we can handle anything the enemy throws at us. The Wellness Company has the solution, a protocol to ensure you are never tricked again. Get a medical emergency kit today. It includes life-saving ivermectin, a 12-tablet Z-Pack, and a comprehensive guide personally prepared by the Wellness Company's chief medical board on how to use this arc of healing. For under $300, you can secure your own pandemic protocol today. Store it away. Pay with your HSA. Go to pandemicprotocol.com right now to get your ultimate kit to win the fight against bronchitis, colitis, and even a bioweapon plague. Peace of mind for the unexpected. PandemicProtocol.com.
Heart disease, blood clots, strokes, kidney failure. These can all be found on the back of an ibuprofen bottle listed as side effects. And to top it all off, ibuprofen doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary relief. It's only masking the true problem, which is inflammation. It's not only ineffective, it's expensive and downright dangerous, especially for seniors to be popping ibuprofen pills. That's why researchers are saying to add this Antarctic super nutrient to your diet. These are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild-caught krill. The omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. In fact, it can outperform ibuprofen, Advil, and Tylenol. And it doesn't have the dangerous side effects mentioned above either. Better yet, for a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Just go to stopmyinflammation.com right now to get your special offer for being a part of my audience. Stopmyinflammation.com. Welcome back. So as we've been talking a lot about here today, and no doubt will be a lot here in the immediate future, this 2024 presidential race is really ramping up. This pedophilic, shambling corpse known as Joe Biden will apparently be up for reinstallation, unless, of course, even the Democrat media becomes unable to hide his state of profound mental decay. As for Biden's challenger, well, there's no doubt Donald Trump is at the top of the polls and is the favorite to be the GOP nominee next year. In fact, Donald Trump has already announced that he'll be skipping this Wednesday's GOP debate and all other debates. He says the race is already over. Other candidates should just drop out and endorse him. Literally, he said that. Quote, "The public knows who I am and what a successful presidency I had." So no further explanation is needed, I guess. Okay, well, that's one argument. But you know that we will say the truth here that Trump's biggest suck-ups won't say. Trump may have had a great first 3 years, but his last year as the president was a disaster in so many ways. If you took Trump's presidency at the start of 2020, things are clear. It's not just that the economy was booming like never before, but that it was specifically booming the most for low-wage workers. Why? Due to Trump's protection of American industry, his steps to curb illegal immigration. America had no new foreign wars. The Afghan war was on the brink of ending. There was peace in Europe. The U.S. energy sector was at its absolute apex. And then, boom, the biowarfare attack, the pandemic hit, COVID-19. Now, whether it was really natural, as so many normies still want to believe, or some kind of a lab leak accident like Fox News wants to tell you, or if it was planned, as is becoming more and more obvious from the start, doesn't matter for these purposes. What matters is that Trump completely surrendered to the rule of these so-called experts who told him to lock down America, to support masking, to pull kids out of school, to shut down churches, to launch Operation Warp Speed while freezing student loans, printing mountains of money, which of course set the stage for the hyperinflation that we're seeing now. So at best, Trump mangled his economic track record in his final 8 months at office. At worst, he gave his stamp of approval to these bioweapon injections that killed thousands or millions of Americans, including innocent children, while enriching the murderers that were doing this killing to the tunes of tens of billions of dollars. So blame whoever you want for that. Don't care. Fauci, Birx, Pfizer, Moderna, Israel, China, Wuhan leaks, blame whoever you want. But no matter what, this is a black eye on Trump's presidency. And it's why he's still not a sure thing to get the 2024 nomination. And it's why even if he does, and even if the fraud is successfully reduced or eliminated somehow magically, he's not a sure thing to win. Millions of people still have not forgotten 2020. We haven't forgotten Operation Warp Speed and the killer bioweapon clot shot that it generated, which was rushed out and forced onto the public with Trump's endorsement. So many people say, well, Trump never mandated. That was Biden. Donald Trump has sway over hundreds of millions of people. People do what Donald Trump says to do, which is why they went to the Capitol on January 6th and ended up prisoners of war. People sacrifice for Donald Trump. When will it be time for Donald Trump to sacrifice for his biggest supporters? That's why in this primary, millions of people are willing to consider some unusual candidates. Some of them are considering this Vivek Ramalama dipshit, or even some liberal pro-abortion, pro-Green New Deal Democrat like RFK Jr. So maybe Donald Trump should show up to at least one of these GOP debates, even if it's just to say one single thing. I was wrong about Operation Warp Speed. And if I'm given another chance as your president, the people who lied to the American people will be held fully accountable for what they did, including Nuremberg II trials and executions for the guilty. Let's be honest. We're not optimistic. We'll find out if Pete Santilli is. He's a talk show host, investigative journalist, former Marine. You can follow him on Truth Social. Pete's been one of the voices loudly calling out for Trump to address and disavow Operation Warp Speed. So far to no avail, but he joins us now. Pete, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
It's an honor to be on with you, Stu. I will say this. President Trump cannot evade that, you know, that 800-pound gorilla in the room. He's going to have to address it. Operation Warp Speed. As he was led to believe. I do believe that the people that were around him should be brought up for Nuremberg-style trials to lie to President Trump. There can be no doubt about it that he relied upon a whole bunch of people that lied to him. I think that that's exactly what he needs to address. And politically, he's not going to be able to avoid it, especially if he goes head-to-head with RFK Jr.
He's trying to avoid it. Why?
You know, I think he might be, and I don't know this, but he might be waiting for that opportune moment to address it. He's going to have to do it, especially if he were to have a conversation or at least a direct debate with RFK Jr. RFK Jr. obviously, well, RFK Jr., of course, wrote the book about Fauci. He's well documented in displaying exactly what the harms, injuries, and deaths caused by the shots. So President Trump's going to have to contend with that. But I truly believe that President Trump was surrounded by a whole bunch of people that lied to him, a massive conspiracy.
That's been proven. I mean, we've talked about that all kinds of Deborah Birx and Tony Fauci and the NIH and, you know, all of these bureaucracies, all of the people in the deep state that were surrounding him and, you know, telling him to lock the country down because they hate America and they want it to be dead. And so, yeah, he probably did buy some of that, but he certainly knows now. I mean, he has had plenty of people emailing him, calling for him to denounce these shots, even live with Bill O'Reilly in front of a booing crowd of people. He's been booed at rallies about these shots. He's had to have looked into, why are people booing me? So you're chalking this up to the most opportune time, kind of like he's playing 5D chess here. You don't say maybe there's some pride involved here?
No, I would say that he's gonna save the best for, of course, that one candidate that should dare step out there and challenge what he did with Operation Warp Speed. There's plenty of evidence now. Dr. Peter McCullough just recently came out and said upwards of 600,000 people have been killed by the jab. We now have much more data. When he really started quadrupling down on Operation Warp Speed, and you know, I am a huge Trump supporter, but I will not. I'm kind of like the Peter Navarro banging his finger on the Resolute desk. Fire Birx, fire Fauci. If you really like Trump and you really want to support Trump, you got to be. Don't be a yes man. Don't. You got to be truthful with him. And I think he listens. I remember back in the day when he was pushing the red flag modifications to the laws. The people spoke out, and he listened. I think he's gonna do the same thing. We're very, very well aware of what the injuries and deaths that have been caused by these jabs. The public is much better informed, it sounds like, than the people that are still surrounding him to this day. They should be advising him very strongly, very sternly, that he needs to address these issues.
I'm more cynical than that. I guess I'm a little bit more jaded. I believe that the people around him are absolutely in tune to what these shots are doing. And every single day that Trump remains silent on these shots, more of his supporters are trusting him, believing that he's telling them the truth, and they're dying.
They are. There can be no doubt about that. He does need to address it. I would say soon. And when I say he's waiting for the opportune moment, I think there might be some liability issues, too, in the beginning. If all of a sudden he immediately started coming out saying, oh, my goodness, I made a huge mistake. Everyone is going to die. You know, what do you think the left would have done? They would have pounced on that opportunity. So he maintained the line that he was doing what he believed his advisors were telling him.
So wait a minute. What you're saying is to protect himself, he's allowing kids to die? Is that what I heard you just say?
No, that's not. That's what I'm saying. As far as the liability for him to come out and say, I made a mistake without being fully informed, of course.
Yeah, but mistakes come with consequences, and any real man knows that. So
yeah, absolutely.
Continuing to do this with knowing or people close to him knowing.
There can be no doubt about it. He knows full well exactly what the consequences have been of Operation Warp Speed. People are dying. We have the numbers. Statistically, he cannot evade addressing those issues. Yeah. And he needs to do it, especially when he debates somebody like RFK Jr.
If he debates. But according to him, he's got it all sewed up. So maybe he won't do that. I don't want
to debate in the primaries with the, you know, I mean, Ron the goofball is so far behind. What are you going to debate? You're going to give Ron DeSantis an opportunity to make Fox News clips and sell more Big Pharma. That's what they would be doing by him approaching them. But when it comes to the general,
will Ron DeSemite be here on a stage debating, or will he be, you know, teleprompting in from Israel? That's what we need. Signing the most anti-free speech bill ever in this country for his free sunshine state of Florida, where even Floridians are still convinced. But I don't want to waste too much time talking about this loser, Ron DeSantis. Here's what I want to know. How are they ultimately – the goal here is to get rid of President Trump, right? How are they ultimately going to try to accomplish that? Is it going to be with these show trials and some fake conviction and send him to prison the rest of his life? Or are they just going to kill him with, you know, COVID-19? There's been a leak, actually, from some people very close to President Trump saying that his health is failing. Do you know anything about that?
I don't, but I will say this. They will fail at lawfare. They will not be able to jail him with lawfare. There could be no doubt about it. I actually relish in the fact that President Trump will be able to get a lot of evidence into court and through litigation relative to January 6th. We all know it was an operation. We know about all the evidence that has been suppressed. I see this as a great opportunity to get that out. Georgia, what a joke. Georgia has no jurisdiction at all. That case will never remain in the state court. And the only reason why they brought it is because they thought that, you know, they would have that that insurance policy guaranteeing that he wouldn't be able to pardon himself. They have zero jurisdiction. It's going to be removed to federal court. But will they try to kill him? Absolutely.
And they want that mugshot. They want that booking photo. They want that thing so bad so they can put that all over the news. They want to hold Trump in jail to go through the booking process. They've said they're going to make him pay. They're going to make him be treated just like the common street criminal, all on fake charges, of course. It's a banana republic out here.
Yeah, make great T-shirts, too. Hmm.
The grift will never end, will it, Pete Santilli?
No, it certainly won't. But, you know, this is an attack upon everyone needs to recognize that it's not just a Trump T-shirt with a mugshot. This is an attack upon the votership. There's so many people and now more piling on with every indictment. His approval rating goes up and he's got more people, even middle of the road moderates that will be supporting him.
It's going to be interesting to see as all of this ramps up. Make sure to watch the Pete Santilli Show. You can find that over on Frank Speech, Lindell TV. Look forward to you coming back as this thing continues to get hotter and hotter after these indictments. And we really look forward to having you back to talk about how Donald Trump came out and said, do not take a single other shot that Big Pharma rolls out right now until we bring manufacturing and distribution right here to this country. These people are attacking us. Pete Santilli, thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you too.
All right. So as promised here on the Stu Peters Network, from the very beginning, I always said we will never accept a single penny from Big Pharma. Not one red cent, ever. And we never will. We will never accept a dime from some big globalist corporate conglomerate. We won't do it. nobody backed by the central bank criminal cabal. We have real, genuine patriot advertisers on this program that fund it and keep it on the air. We don't charge subscriptions to people. We don't charge for our content. We're here every single day producing all of these shows, uploading them to Rumble, and doing it to save lives. We didn't pull some 2,000 mules, pay 15 bucks or $2 or $4 or whatever it was to watch Died Suddenly. Can you imagine had we done that? I mean, 100 million bucks. No, it was for free. I paid for that and put it out for free. We charge advertisers who are happy to be here, and we advertise products that we believe can help to keep you healthy and save lives. And to that end, I want to talk about something new here. Really excited. Doctors say that I should eat 6 cups of fruit and veggies a day. I don't have the time or the desire to eat 6 cups of veggies a day, or fruit for that matter. But according to a massive study, people who eat healthy, A, live longer, B, have less heart disease and diabetes, and 3, have less cancer. So I take Field of Greens to help me stay healthy. This was actually recommended by a friend of mine called Alex. He said, you would not believe the energy that you feel. Field of Greens, it works so fast. If you're like me, you'll feel healthier and you'll have more energy. I mean, this is just the last few days. It can help you to lose weight. Take Field of Greens, and at your next doctor's visit, if your doctor doesn't say something like, whatever you're doing, it's really working, keep it up, return it for a refund. That is how much we believe in this thing. So I negotiated with the people at Field of Greens. I got you 15% off your first order, and I got you another 10% off when you subscribe for reoccurring orders. So if you visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code STEW, S-T-E-W, like the stuff you eat, that's fieldofgreens.com, promo code STEW. You'll get 15% off, 10% off reoccurring orders for the rest of your life. You'll love it. 4 different flavors. I love the pink lemonade. Just mix it with water. Just 2 scoops a day, maybe 1 in the morning, 1, you know, after dinner, before dinner, with dinner. Eat healthy. Help yourself. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code STEW. We'll be right back.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. The Purge is our solution. Purge Suddenly offers a unique blend of 17 detoxifying ingredients, including black walnut hull and wormwood, scientifically proven to not only kill parasites, but to destroy and flush them out. If you've never gone through a parasite cleanse or didn't do it the right way, our proven formula prepares you for a complete and total victory. Increased alertness, weight loss, and clear skin are just a few of the potential benefits customers have reported back. Kill the parasites, destroy their eggs, and build a big, beautiful wall inside your body to keep them out. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
Everybody now knows that we live in an upside-down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously, it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the Vanish holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting, lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries 2 fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon, so kick in your special pricing. Lock it in right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. That's VNSH.com/stew. VNSH.com/stew. It's all back for the money-back guarantee, and I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. Vanish.com/stew right now, today, before this discount expires. So Carlos Cortez is here for the Money Minute. Hey, thanks for coming back. It's always a pleasure to see you. We talk a lot on this program, Carlos, about not trusting a plan or putting your faith in man, but to put your faith in Jesus Christ and then to be the plan, right? And so in order to do that, you also have to prepare yourself financially. And so there's a lot of financial planners or financial advisors that are heavily advertised. You know, they're at the big banks and the big firms, and they're beholden to the Wall Street edicts, you know. And so we have been for 2 years now telling everyone about Cortez Wealth Management. I mentioned yesterday on the program that you have video FaceTimed me with actual clients that flew down to see you because they've listened to this program, and they're so thankful. Tell the viewers personally, why is it that planning with you is different than anywhere else?
I mean, first and foremost, most advisors took the jab. And I know you're always looking fresh, stew. You probably have a great barber. You really want to switch up your barber?
I do. I got a shout out to Corey. Thanks. There you go.
So, I mean, it's like if your barber took the jab, I mean, you might be finding a new barber in the next 2 to 3 years. So, it's just so deep. I mean, the roots are so deep, like what they're doing in Maui, what they're doing with this COVID 2.0. I saw your Twitter post yesterday. They're doing the same thing on Wall Street. They've been doing it for years. And so when you work with most advisors that are tied to these big banks, they have a company agenda. Doesn't matter how cool, calm, and collective they are, they have an agenda. And so being independent, we pride ourselves at being a faith-based, America First, retirement planning firm, and we support what you say, Stu, and we've always been here since day one, and we'll continue to do it.
Well, we appreciate you so much. I can't tell you how many great testimonials I get from people who have taken our advice and come to see you, and we appreciate everything that you have done. Hit them up, CortezWM.com. That's where you go to get your appointment, CortezWM.com, or you can call him. That guy that was just on the screen answers your phones pretty much all the time, not 24 hours, but a lot. 813-448-3446. Write it down. Call him right after the show. 813-448-3446. Speaking of time, we are out of it for today, but we will have more of it tomorrow. We'll be back here at the same time and from the same place. Until then, God bless you.